It's 7:30 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. West Liberty University basketball coach Jim Crutchfield's team is one of the best in the country, but he'd rather it not be.
I've always felt like I function better personally as an underdog. Teams that bring out the best in me, and now all of a sudden we're in this position where we're supposed to win.
The story coming up on this West Virginia morning. In our final preview of the upcoming documentary, Inspiring West Virginians, we meet a decorated veteran whose experiences in war leads him to believe that extreme poverty is a contributing factor to terrorism and insurgency. As Gene Snedeker reports, ex-Marine Jake Harriman is now on a different mission.
I thought we'd go across, kind of show you some of the farm.
40-year-old Jake Harriman shows me his home place, the small wooden house and farm where he grew up. It's in the Wetzel Settlement, a tiny community on top of a hill in Preston County, West Virginia. The oldest of four children, Jake is tall, blonde, and looks like a football player. When he was growing up, his family was considered poor.
Technically, we did live in poverty when I was growing up. According to the government standard of living on less than $20,000 annually, but I remember growing up, I never really felt like we were poor. I never felt like I wanted for anything.
So this is a field much smaller than it was before, where we used to plant all our food.
Jake's family raised their own food and hunted for most of their meat. His dad worked several jobs to support the family and built their farmhouse himself. Everybody worked hard, but they had fun too.
This hillside used to be just packed full of briars, and so we used to make forts and tunnels in the briars, actually, just like the rabbits, you know, and we used to play war and other stuff in here. There's a little spring right over this hill here by these trees, and it was kind of like this little magical place that we would go as kids to kind of, like, dream about big stuff, you know, like, what do we want to be when we grow up, you know, where are we going to go? It was a secret. You could always kind of go here and get away, and nobody would ever find you. I used to dream big there and try to figure out how I was going to make a difference in the world.
Who would have guessed then that a poor farm boy from rural West Virginia would one day try to tackle, head on, one of the world's biggest problems, extreme poverty? But that's what Jake Harriman, former Marine platoon commander and now social entrepreneur, is trying to do. 6 years ago, he started an organization called Nuru International.
Nuru gave me a loan of maize seed and fertilizer, and I am working harder than ever before. I believe that with Nuru, for the first time, my children will not know a single day of hunger.
Nuru International is an organization that was built to defeat extreme poverty in remote rural areas around the world. So we're trying to build the world's first self-sustainable, self-scalable, integrated development model to fight extreme poverty. It's a four-pronged approach. We attack the needs of hunger, inability to cope with economic shock, preventable disease and death, and lack of quality education for children.
Nuru defines extreme poverty not in strict economic terms, but as the lack of meaningful choices for basic human rights. When they go into a new area, they ask the community members themselves what they believe they need to come out of poverty, then listen to their suggestions. They train local leaders in farming, business, and management skills. Give them loans to start small businesses so that the community members are able to pull themselves and their neighbors out of poverty and stay out. It's called bottom-up development.
One of the keys to success in this work is you have to focus on the people and you have to unleash the potential that's already located within those trapped in poverty. Help them become part of the solution.
In Swahili, the word Nuru means light or hope. Over the last 7 years, Jake Harriman and his colleagues at Nuru have tested this bottom-up approach to ending extreme poverty in the Kuria district of Kenya and in Ethiopia. Today, more than 30,000 people who once lived in extreme poverty have had their lives transformed.
We want to open source our model. We want to share it with other organizations and governments and train them how to use it so that we can spread the success of this model and the impact of giving people more and more people's choices more quickly.
The goal is big. to end extreme poverty in remote rural areas in our lifetime. But the man with this big vision started small. From the farm in Preston County, Jake went on to study engineering at West Virginia University and later at the U.S. Naval Academy, then spent 8 years as a Marine platoon commander in special operations and was awarded a Bronze Star. His experience in Iraq convinced him that much of the terrorism and insurgency in the world today is driven by extreme poverty. So he left the Marines and went into the social entrepreneurship program at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. There he recruited 30 of his classmates and 6 faculty members to help him start Nuru International. But what, I wondered, made a kid from West Virginia try to tackle something so bold, so difficult, to try to change the world in a way that no one has ever done before?
I love it when you say that, because when people say that, it makes me want to do it even more. People from West Virginia have a spirit that you just can't quench. And the best way to get them to achieve something is tell them they can't do it. I may fail, but if I fail, I don't have to worry about the question, the nagging question, when I'm on my last days, did I ever try? Did I ever try to take on something that no one else has been able to figure out in giving hope and choices to other people? I can answer that question and say, yes, I gave everything I had in my life to try to do that.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jean Snediger.
Jake Harriman and 3 other leaders in science and business will be featured in the upcoming radio documentary Inspiring West Virginians, airing Monday, December 29th at 8 p.m. here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning at 7:37. Mostly cloudy skies today. Temperatures in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. The outlook for tonight and tomorrow: cloudy with a chance of scattered showers, possibly some wet snow tonight in the higher elevations. Lows tonight in the 30s. Highs tomorrow in the 50s. The outlook for Tuesday night and Wednesday: cloudy skies with periods of rain likely, a bit milder, with lows tomorrow night in the 40s. Highs Wednesday in the 60s.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Joyce V. Hale, supporting NPR's internship program, Building a Future, One Opportunity at a Time, and Rhodes Scholar, with educational travel adventures to 150 countries, including Cuba, at roadscholar.org.
A year after falling just one win short of Division II national championship, West Liberty basketball is once again one of the best teams in the country. Clark Davis has the story.
The most dominant basketball team in the state doesn't reside in Morgantown or Huntington. The West Liberty Hilltoppers are ranked number 1 in the Division II coaches poll and sit at 9-0. Their next game doesn't come till January 3rd against Concord. West Liberty advanced to the Division II title game last year before falling to the University of Central Missouri. Head coach and West Virginia native Jim Crutchfield says their success is predicated on a unique playing style that encourages high-scoring affairs.
You know, I've been at this a while and recruited for a long time, and I've never had a kid sit in front of me and say, "Coach, I'm more of a slowdown type of guy." They all think they want to play in this system, but it's not easy. You know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But
West Liberty receives more attention on a national scale than they do in the state. But Crutchfield says he'd rather receive little hype or attention from either. He likes it better when his team can sneak up on the opponent, which he says doesn't often happen when you're ranked number 1 in the country.
I've always felt like I function better personally as an underdog. Teams that bring out the best in me, and now all of a sudden we're in this position where like we're supposed to win. You're supposed to win the leg, or you're supposed to win each game.
Crutchfield is 278-49 in 11 seasons in West Liberty. He says they try not to think about what a national championship could mean for the program, state, or the university.
It does mean something. You know, that kind of pressure, we don't throw out there to our team or our players that, you know, we have to win because it'll be great for everybody. We try to keep them grounded into the next game.
Despite their dominance, the Hilltoppers came up short in last year's Mountain East Conference tournament to the University of Charleston. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.